welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
So we're talking about, if you don't mind, we're talking about discouragement, and that discouragement is not something God wants us to have. Discouragement is an option. Trials will always come, but what? Discouragement, say, is a choice. Turn to your neighbor. I'm choosing to be like this, but no, I don't want to be like that. I choose what God has for me instead. Amen? Glory to God. Now, I want to give you some scripture verses and share a point somewhere else, and then we're going to come back to this fifth chapter. But I quoted some great men of God last week, and I want to go back and finish those, if you don't mind. In 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says this, our life is lived by faith. Say, it's lived by faith. We do not live by what we see in front of us, all right? Now, listen to Smith Wigglesworth, his comment on that. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved only by what I believe. Now, what does the Bible say? All things are what? Possible to those who believe. If you and I, we're called believers, but if you and I would believe at face value what God says to us in His Word, we will see these things come to pass. Amen? We've talked so many times about Zechariah and Mary. Remember Mary, the mother of Jesus? Amen? The same angel goes to him who is the high priest and goes to Mary, and he can't believe and accept what God is saying through the angel. But what happens with Mary? She doesn't understand it, but yet she has her faith where? Nevertheless, whatever you say. Remember when Peter went fishing? He said, this is not a good time to go fishing. And what did he say? He said, nevertheless, at your word. Listen, we need to come to a point in our life where we say, nevertheless, no matter what we see, what we think we know, anything else, I'm telling you, it's this precious word of God that's already been proven. Amen? I think on Tuesday night I said this, and I said it very candidly, that what we place the Word of God in our society and our culture is political correctness. That seems to be the absolute now, and it's choking the life out of nations. Political correctness will not take us where God has already taken us. You understand? So don't accept political correctness over the Word of God. I can give you so many quotes I've heard politicians and people say, and they don't line up with the Word of God. So what I make a choice to do is just flat out reject them. But such and such said them. Are they higher than God? Do they know more? Of course not. So I've already made up my mind up that I'm going to take the Word of God and take the precedence of the Word of God over anything I hear. Amen? Political correctness is not an absolute. The Word of God is, and that political correctness is trying to choke and put a stranglehold on, guess what? The Word of God. But it's an individual thing. It won't happen in my life. I'm not going to preach it that way from the pulpit. You have a choice not to live it that way and not let it come into your life. The Word of God needs to take priority. Say that out loud, priority. If you had to find something, let's say in the natural, I had this happen this past week. I had to find a half-inch hose. Couldn't find one anywhere. So I said, Carla, go online, see if we can find out. And she said something to me. You no longer can get a half-inch hose in the United States of America, except for a drinking hose you can put on a camper. Only in Canada. I have no idea why they did that. So we went online and guess what? Ordered it. Now, how do we do that? And she found, and then it was all the different choices to make, all right? But she knew where to go to find something in the natural. You and I have got to know where to go when we got to find something in the supernatural. You understand? That's a very simple thing. Understand that when she looked, oh, 3/4, 1/2 inch, no, I mean 5/8, oh, here's a 1/2 inch. There was a whole bunch of choices. If you and I are discouraged and we need to be encouraged, look up every scripture on encouragement there is. If you need faith, look up every scripture there is on faith, and the Word of God will come alive. We need that in the natural. Amen. How do you know how quick that is? How easy that is? You can have it here in 2 days. But this is the same way. Now, here's what I'm trying to say to you without upsetting people. We need to have balance in our lives, everybody. I'm not preaching against things. I'm saying balance. I heard on the news today before I was coming in, I want to catch the weather, and they made this statement. 85% of the people, I think it was like 2,000 were polled, said they wish they had more time to do things than be in their computer. 85% of the people, because they're spending too much time, what are they? They're out of balance. Amen? Get balanced in the Word of God. All those other things are good, but don't be out of bounds in anything you do in the natural or in the realm of the spirit. Amen? Today, sports has become a god, and it overshadows the precious word of God. Everything needs, say everything, needs to be in balance. And who can help us do that? The Holy Ghost. Say balanced. Amen. I want you and I to come to a place where we're balanced in everything in our life, in our families, in our marriage, at work, when it comes to play, when it comes to rest. There's a balance in everything. Say balance. Hebrews 11:27. By faith, he, Moses, forsook Egypt and the fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who was invisible. Amen. Say invisible. Understand we are what? Spirit being. Say spirit being. All right, now how many of you can see Jesus? I can't, but I know he's a spirit. How many of you can see your own spirit? No, but we can see our bodies, what? Animated, all right? We can't see the Holy Ghost, but we can see the results of the Holy Spirit. Am I correct? You can't see the blood of Jesus, but when somebody accepts Christ as their Lord and Savior, you can see what? A changed life. How many of you got changed when you asked Christ into your life? Sometimes it comes quickly, sometimes slower, but the Holy Spirit and the power of Jesus Christ and his name and the blood of Jesus brings change. Say change. All right? Now listen to what Lester Sumrall said. He ministered here a number of times. Now he's in the presence of God. He says, faith is an eye that can see the invisible. Faith is an ear that hears what others do not hear. Faith is a hand that can touch the intangible. Amen? Let me give it back to you again. Faith is an eye that can see the invisible. What does that mean? We can see things that are not as though they were. You understand the principle? Faith is an ear that can hear what others don't hear. Say what others don't hear. So listen, don't go to somebody and tell them something, and if they can't handle it, they're going to say, what are you doing that for? Don't ask men if God says something to you and I about whatever. Don't go check it out with another human being. It's already been checked out by God. That's why he gave it to you and I. I check things out with my wife because I can trust her. She'll check them out with me. And sometimes I don't have an answer for her. What do you think about this? Did God say that to you? I'll agree with you. I ain't got nothing on this one. Sometimes I'll go to her. Hey, honey, that's cool. But I don't have anything on it. I heard from God. And then sometimes, honey, I got the same thing. I got the same word. But I say, God spoke to me to do this thing. You understand what a visionary is like? You see things nobody else can see. Even when people say you can't do that. Well, people can't determine your life. God's already determined that. And I'm just talking from my heart. You understand this? When we went to get our first permit over there, we got voted down by the board 8-0. You can't do this thing. What did we do? We went back again. And then we got a vote for 8-0 the other way. It took a lot of time. It took us jumping through a few hoops. But God said, do this thing. Amen. So we went ahead and did it. The first sign of what somebody said is a no, it's not a no with God because God said do it. If God says do it, it'll fall into place. It may take longer than we choose, but you've got to learn how to have longevity and keep saying what God says in the realm of the spirit. Say in the spirit realm. That's where things are attacked and that's where things are changed. That's why the Bible says you don't fight against flesh and blood. Have ever anybody crossed you before? Ever have anybody? Your fight is not against them. It's not against flesh and blood. It's not against your boss. It's not against your neighbor. Flesh and blood, no, but against principalities and powers. Every fight we will have is a fight in the realm of the spirit. Every fight we have will be a fight in the spirit. Now, how do you fight in the spirit? Remember we talked about Matthew's gospel when Jesus was in the wilderness. He could have done what? Had so many weapons available, but the only weapon he used, which should be assigned to you and I, is he quoted the word of God. Amen. Say he quoted the word. And who did he defeat? The devil himself. Now, it's hard to understand this, but listen. In his death, he brought defeat to the enemy. When you and I die to ourselves and live solely for Christ, we will defeat anything the enemy tries to throw our way. Can I give you another scripture verse? Are you ready? Psalm 119, verse 130 says this. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding unto the simple. Say understanding. I'm going to share a scripture with you in a couple of minutes that will help you understand understanding. Listen to what Ed Lewis Cole, he was here at one time too. He's passed on with the Lord. The income of God's word is the outcome of a changed life. If you and I are not putting the precious word of God in on a daily basis, guess what? Something's going to come out that doesn't belong. Listen to Mark chapter 10, verse 27. With men, it is impossible. Say that with me. With men, it's impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Say it out loud. All things are possible. What's an all thing? Anything and everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why John 3:16 says, whosoever. He didn't name men and women. He didn't name kids, old, young. He said, whosoever. You and I are a whosoever. All things are all things you and I will come in contact with in our life. He's got everything covered. Say he's got everything covered. Glory to God. I always used to go to my dad when I needed an answer because I always knew dad had an answer. Everything I do in life is because my father taught me things. I think it was, Tom Sawyer, I think it was. He said when I was 15 years old, my father knew everything. When I got to be 25, he didn't know as much. How many of you know where the change came? It came not in, hello, his father, but as somebody grew up, he thought he could outgrow his father. Listen, you and I can never outgrow God. He knows more. He's got everything planned, laid out for our lives. Listen to what this says now. With God, you can even go over the sea. Without him, you can't even go over the threshold. I can go anywhere with God, amen, because he's the one who leads and directs. Now listen, Mark 9:23. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Say, him that believes. Are you a believer? Well, a believer doesn't mean you just go to church once in a while. A believer is you and I are changing the unseen. You and I are changing things by us just showing up. We're changing things by what we see and what we confess. You and I are life changers. Say life changers. Glory to God. Now listen, faith is not believing that God can, but that God will and has already. Can I read that again? Faith is not believing that God can, but that God will and has already. I had a conversation with a dear friend of mine last night, and he said, you won't believe this. I owed $500 on my taxes, and then I did some work on the side, and my accountant said, and how much have you paid in taxes here? And they figured it out. So, you're going to get $5,900 back from instead of owing $500. And the next word out of his mouth was, well, I can't believe that. I said, whoa. What have you been praying for God to step in? Yeah. Why are you saying you don't believe it? He said, did I say that? You see, we say things, don't even realize we say it, and we counteract what God's done. All things are possible, only believe. Sometimes we don't have to understand it, but sometimes he wants us to understand it so we can get a better hold on it. Amen? Glory to God. What I do understand is that God's word is true, that God's word is a life changer. And I can tell you through all the years of my life that God has not failed me and let me down. Hey, I can't find fault with God. I don't ever want to come to a place where I say, you know what, I just can't believe it. No, I can believe it because you and I have been saying it right along. Say, thank you, Jesus. There's nothing, say this out loud, there's nothing in my life that's impossible. He's proved it in the past. He'll prove it today. And he's already got my future mapped out. Listen, I sometimes get upset. Oh, you're preaching that confession stuff. One guy said to me, how come you have people repeat things in your church? I said, it's good to confess what God's word says. It's what comes out of our mouth that's going to produce life or death. Once you get hold of a good thing, what do? Keep saying it over and over.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.